Thinking of, I don't know if you'll see, a lot of our people are missing. Our pastors and some people that lead in different ministries in the church are gone to British Columbia to a conference there. So we'll pray for them as well and ask the Lord to be with them at their time that they have out there together. Dear God, we thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to come together today to worship you, to fellowship one another, and to learn what you want us to learn today based on a story that Bob's going to share with us. We thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit, who is our helper and our teacher and our comforter and also our guide. We ask you to fill us with your Spirit today as we gather together as your people. And we pray that your Spirit would move among us, convicting us of our sin and revealing us your truth, empowering us to worship you in spirit and in truth, and enabling us to serve you with joy and faithfulness. We pray that your Spirit would also equip us with spiritual gifts, fruits, and graces that we may lift up one another and glorify you. We pray that your Spirit would also lead us into all truth and transform us into the image of Christ. We thank you for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for entrusting us with your resources that we may be faithful stewards. We pray that you would help us to honor you with our finances and that we may give cheerfully, generously to your work here on earth and building your kingdom. We pray that you would bless the offerings that we bring today, that they would be used wisely and effectively for your kingdom. I ask, Lord, that you be with Pastor Dan and Matt and the crew of people that chose to go to be a part of this conference out in British Columbia. And we just ask for your traveling mercies for them as while they're there and on their way home, and that they will be enriched and renewed through the messages that they hear and the fellowship that they have. We ask, Lord, that you be with anyone who is struggling right now with health. We're grateful for those that you've been watching under and keeping safe and returning home from hospital. At this time, I'm just going to pause and just put forward any of your prayer requests or needs that you have to God at this time. We bring these all to you, Lord, to your feet, and help us to remember that we can call upon you at any time, anywhere, that you're there for us. We pray for the ministries in our church, some that are winding down and some that will be picking up over the next few months. We pray for the missions conference that's coming up. We pray for Vacation Bible School and all the many things that you already have planned, Lord. And we just put our trust in you. You've had these things planned for a long time. You know how they're going to go. And just we ask that you provide the people to run them and to help out. Let us be renewed in Christ this and every Sunday as we worship you, that we may live lives that please you in every way, and that the light of Christ may shine ever more brightly in our homes, workplaces, community, and anywhere that we are each and every day. I just ask, Lord, that you help our church body to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling you have given us. Help us in our interactions with one another to have humble and gentle hearts. Grant us patience for one another, bearing with one another in love, and grant the body of Christ all over the world in unity. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen. Today, our Bible reading is found in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. At this time, I'm going to call upon Barry to come and introduce our speaker for today.
Thank you, Michelle. We are in for a treat, is what I've been told. Bob Greenwood, I have met him at coffee and in the back. Again, I know him to say hello and to greet, but I really don't know Bob. So I'm going to ask Bob to come up, and Bob's going to share his story this morning. I don't know where he was born, when he was born, other than at a very young age. And normally the first month of the, or the Sunday of the month, Pastor Dan has been doing interviews, and Bob and I talked, and Bob wanted to do it a little different. And so here is Bob, and he's going to tell us Bob's story.
Perfect.
It's on.
It's on.
Yep.
Awesome. Is that good, Tommy?
You're fine.
Okay. Tommy gave me some hints on this thing. I'm supposed to hold it close. Yes, I'm close. My name is Bob Greenwood, as you heard, and we live here in Mount Forest. Been coming to this church for about 15 years. I want to start my story going right back, and it won't take long, trust me. I just got a whole bunch of notes here. It won't take long. I was born in a little town called Thistletown. It's now Rexdale. But for us old guys, it's still Thistletown. The high school is called Thistletown, and it's just on the brim of Toronto. And so as I grew up, so did Toronto. And now it's a massive place. Wasn't that way? I got my license at 16, and there was no 401. No, I'm an old guy. Anyway, when I was a kid, there was three brothers and me. And we were raised in a home that was not a Christian home. It was a pretty good home, but it wasn't a Christian home. My mom took us to church once. We got sprinkled somewhere. I don't know what church we were in. But that's what she wanted to do, and that was it. I was sprinkled. I guess I was about 8 years old. I was a bit of a rascal, apparently, according to my mother. She would tell her friends, she would spank me in the morning because she knew I was going to need it before noon. Yes. She was a good mom, though. Yes. She realized that as a teenager, I wasn't interested much in school. I dropped out of high school, and my mother put me into a business college, a private business college in Toronto for about a year. And there was no other topics, just business for 7 hours a day. And that's how I learned. And it did me well over the years. However, I better stick to the script. Yes. When I started working, I tried a few jobs. Didn't work out very well. And then I wound up at a company called Arenda Engines in Malton. They made jet engines, big company. I thought, well, here, I finally landed on a good one. And it was going along great for about a year. And then I got laid off. I go, what? And they go, well, yeah, well, they do this every year. I said, you got to be kidding. I got a wife and two little kids. I can't afford this. So I was laid off. Now I had to find a job in a hurry. Well, a friend of mine was working at a company in Malton called Airline Limousine at the airport. And back then, it wasn't taxis, it was limousines. And people would come off airplanes, you'd get in this black limo. We were dressed like policemen. It was really kind of cool. Anyhow, I got that job, and I liked it. I was doing well at it. Well, it was during that time, working there, I did get called back to Arenda, and I didn't go. I was making more money driving a cab, so I didn't go. But after a while, I got to know a couple of guys. One guy was named Ronnie. Pat, you'll understand that. That's Pat's dog. I walk that dog. My little buddy, Ronnie. But this buddy, Ronnie, and John, another buddy, we became pretty close driving these cabs. And one day, John came to work. We had a lot of downtime waiting for aircraft to come in. And we used to get together in our different cabs and chat. And so John says to us one day that he's been talking to some Jehovah's Witnesses. I go, really? And Ronnie and I, neither one of us had a clue, except we both knew they're way out in left field. I don't know how I knew that, but I guess that's what I heard somewhere. So we're going to save my buddy, John, from these Jehovah's Witnesses that are badgering him. So Ronnie and I took off and bought a couple of New Testaments. I didn't even know there was two. But anyway, we bought these New Testaments. And every day we would read these New Testaments with one purpose in mind, is to show John that these Jehovah's Witnesses are all wet. And guess what? We came up with a whole bunch of these verses over a few months. And we would write them down, and we would tell John and give them to him. And take this back to your kingdom hall and see what they think about this. And that's what we did for a few months, trying to convince our buddy, leave that thing and come on back and join nothing. Because we didn't go anywhere. So anyway, this went on for a few months. And eventually, I'm reading, and I finished the New Testament. And that got me thinking now about what I've been reading. So I thought, you know what? I think I'd like to find out what the other half says. Not the Old Testament. So I went back to this Christian bookstore, and I'm standing in front of this shelf with all these Bibles on it. Didn't have a clue what I'm looking for. And the owner, Victor Smith, he comes up to me and asks me what I'm looking for. So I told him. He says to me, are you a Christian? I said, I don't know. I didn't know. Well, for I don't know how long, I'm thinking maybe a half an hour, he started talking to me and explained the whole gospel to me. And I swear God locked the front door, because not one customer came in that store the whole time. Well, at the end of his conversation about the gospel, he said, would you like to receive Christ? And I said, yes. So He led me in this simple sinner's prayer, and I was born again. Right there in the store. And, of course, I left with this Old Testament and New Testament all in one book now. And I was just, I couldn't get enough. I couldn't get enough. I couldn't read enough. And problem was, I wanted to go to church, but I'm working. I had to work Sundays. I couldn't get out of it. I didn't have enough seniority to get Sunday off. So one morning, I'm sitting in this cab waiting for a fare, and I'm reading the Bible. And I'm wanting to be in church. So I got to read this to you. Get my specs out. So as I'm sitting there and I'm praying and talking to God about this problem, I want to be in church. So being a rookie and not knowing you're not supposed to do this, I just said, I'm going to open the Bible and plunk my finger in, eyes closed, and that's what I did. This was my problem. I want to be in church. So this is what I read. It's Isaiah 58, 13, 14. That's where my finger landed. If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure, and speaking your own words, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you to ride high on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Yikes. Yikes. You wouldn't believe how I felt after reading that. I mean, God said exactly what I was praying about. And I know you're not supposed to do that, plunk your finger in the Bible, but I didn't know any better. I just did it. Well, I left the work that day, went home. Next morning, I went into the boss and quit. No idea where I was going to work. Just quit. So after a few tries at different things, I was sitting in the kitchen at home, and I'm having a coffee looking through the want ads. And this milkman comes across the street and delivers milk. Silverwood's Dairy. Huh. I think I could do that job. I need a job. So I right away got in my car, got the address, drove down to Silverwood's Dairy, walked in, asked if there was any jobs. Yes. And I started working as a milkman. They didn't call it that then. They call it a route salesman. Well, most of the guys there didn't sell. They delivered. But I found out early that I could make more money if I sold stuff besides just delivering the milk. And I liked it. I was having fun at that job. Well, as time went by, I got promoted. Next thing I know, I get an offer to move to Kitchener, and I became the sales manager of that branch. And a short time later, they sold it to me. Rascals. Because about 3 years later, I was broke. Well, I didn't know what they knew. They were getting rid of something. All the big jug stores, the milk jug stores like Becker's and Mac's, were popping up everywhere. And women started working instead of being at home. So the business dried up. And I hightailed it back to Toronto and got a job at a Humpty Dumpty potato chips. Yes. Well, after some time of working various sales managing jobs mostly, I was in my mid-40s, and things weren't well at home, and I ended up leaving and getting divorced. And a couple of years after that, my brother and his wife introduced me to this blonde bomber, Gail Jefferson. Yes, I was smitten. Yes. And so we got together, and when we both retired, this is where we wound up, in Mount Forest. Yes. All because of Pike Lake. Maybe you don't know this, but Gail's a really good golfer. And I tag along. Anyhow, that's why we ended up here. We went there first. We were still working. And then when we retired, we came to Mount Forest. And I might say, the rest is history. Thank you for listening.
Bob, I'm just going to pray for you before we go. I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for Bob. We thank you for his testimony. His testimony of his journey to you and how you met him where he was and brought him to you to become a part of your family. We appreciate Bob, and we thank you for his time here, and we hope that we get to know him better over the years. In your name, amen. What happens next? Is it praise team? That's what I thought.
Ask that you'd join us as we sing our last song.
At this time, we're going to come to the Lord's table in communion. And I was just looking up at the scriptures, and this is in the Message. Wait for this here. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, it says, "During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples." Now, this is during the Passover meal that was, as Jesus said to his disciples, "This will be the last meal I eat with you before I eat with you in glory on the other side." And he also, when they arrived for this meal, he showed his servant's heart and he washed their feet before the meal at this time. And anyways, at this time, we're going to distribute the emblems and we'll hold them and then we'll partake together as we go through. Has everybody been served? Did anybody get missed? Take a few seconds, let anybody who's having difficulty with that cellophane getting it peeled back and started, just make sure that we can all be on one page together. Again, it says in that scripture, during the meal, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And then he blessed it. So I'm going to ask at this time Art to come and bless the bread, the symbol of Christ's body.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice that you gave, sacrifice we cannot even imagine. But we are thankful and privileged to receive that sacrifice. And we look forward to that day when we can break bread with you in heaven. And we thank you that we have this opportunity to remember the time that you did what you did for our sins, took our sins away through the breaking of your body. So we pray for this bread now in that precious name.
Then he took the bread and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you." And then the scripture says, taking the cup, we have a representative of the cup and the juice. And he says, again, he thanked God. And Mark Hillis is going to give thanks for
symbolism. Gracious Lord, what a joy and a privilege it is to be one of yours. Through your grace and through your mercy, Lord, you've brought us home. Through your Son and the sacrifice, that's what enabled it to happen, Lord. So we thank you for that. We just thank you for the perfect blood that bridged the chasm that brought us back to you. I pray that you will bless this morning. Amen.
Then he took the cup and he passed it to them, and they drank of the symbol of his blood. At this time, Michelle's going to come and she's going to lead us through our sharing time. Announcements.
Yeah, first we'll have announcements and benediction.